This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
WEEI Afternoons coming up on Odds and Ends here. Odds and Ends is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Your trusted charity for car donations also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. Reminder, we're doing Cars for Kids. Why? Because we're almost done with the show, because we are leading into Mass Mutual Red Sox pregame show with Christian Arcand around 5:45. And then tomorrow we will be the... essentially post-game show for the Boston Red Sox. They'll be done. Garrett Crochet on the mound. That will lead into WEEI Afternoons. That will lead into the Christian Arcand all-night draft party.
It'll be a Red Sox post-game show where we very rarely talk about the Red Sox.
Well, you never know, though, with Crochet. If he does something special, we might have to mix something in. If he goes out and throws a no-no or strikes out 20 or something like that.
Fair point.
We'll give him his fair air time. But, so we have some audio here in Odds and Ends, before we get into Ted seemingly going to make fun of me for the way I travel, just eat, drink, sleep, and be merry. Bill Belichick down at UNC. I feel like we've gotten a good amount of content out of him being down there already.
Oh, buckle up.
Yeah.
It's not going to end, in just the 2 months he's been there.
So we have Julian Edelman and Rob Gronkowski talking about Bill Belichick at North Carolina, and I think they do it with a smile. But I think they're pointing fingers maybe at some fraudulency down there. So let's listen.
Let's go to UNC.
If I go, though, I don't want to go and do all the kit and caboodles, cameras, this. I want to go see what his actual operation looks like. Okay, I want to go sit in a staff meeting. I want to see how he's breaking down the goddamn coaches. I want to see what he talks like in the team meeting. That's what I want to see. I don't want to just see some guy over here just trying to be a social media butterfly. I want to see that whistle being twirled around, choking his little fat finger. That's what I want to see.
Here we come.
The UNC frat boys have been blowing up dudes on
We'll go there after that. Then we go to a frat party.
So I'm pretty sure Julian Edelman just called Bill Belichick a social media butterfly, and he doesn't want to see that. He wants to see the real Bill.
I'm curious what Stiz thinks, and him and Fitzy, but I'm curious, like, do you think they're laughing with him or at him?
Both.
Go ahead, guys.
Fitzy, I'll go real quick. I think both. I agree with Fitzy. And I also think, you know what this is like? So
What does Fitzy say? He thinks he's laughing at, both. You said both.
Both, too. Yeah. I was an only child for like 6 years, but I'm the oldest of four. So you know how like the parents are tougher on their first kids than they are like their second, third, and fourth? This kind of gives me those vibes. Do you get that? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. And I also feel like, because that's absolutely relevant in our household, Stiz. And also, I feel like because of who they are, they now have some media, they have some media cachet. Belichick loves them and all that they did for the team. I feel like he's earned their respect, they've earned his. So they kind of have the right to bust his balls a little bit as well, Stiz.
100%. But Andy, usually it's like a thing where you're tougher on your first kid, right? By the time you have your second, third, fourth, you're not as strict. You're a little looser, you know?
So UNC is Bill's second.
Yes,
kid,
yes.
And
Julian and Gronk are, they're jealous. They're like, oh, look at this. They get to go on social media. With us, it was all strict, and
I also
be in bed.
They're just kind of calling him out for now being an actor and portraying a certain image and I think
if Bill was to listen to that audio, do you think he would laugh?
I do. I think he likes Edelman. I think Edelman is in that world where he can kind of get away with
a lot. I'd push back a little bit. Do you guys think they both love Bill? I mean, they say all the right things.
I didn't say both. I don't think Gronk loves Bill. I think he loved winning with Bill.
They've
and
partied
the
a
wars.
Ton together post-Tampa Bay, though, Andy.
Now, but while they play, like, do you think Gronk liked Bill?
No.
I mean, the guy was crying because of what Bill did to him,
you know? Right. I think Edelman loved him. I think Gronk loved having a great
coach.
Can
I just say it? I'm just going to say it. A lot of these guys, they'll never be honest about how they feel about Bill because they're in the media. It's a small world, the NFL media world. And so they all say the right thing because if you say call Bill out, it's not good for business. They're worried about it. It's affecting their career. And so they don't tell you the truth. That's my honest opinion.
And then you're blacklisted.
Yep.
Like Eric Mangini and Wes Welker and some other guys.
Right. Let me make this crystal clear. There is no coach in the world I would rather play for than Bill Belichick.
God, Tom,
except when I stopped wanting to play for him and decided I wanted to go somewhere else and play for Bruce Arians.
Come on, bro. Come on, Tom.
So I think Bill's in on the joke. I think he knows he's doing something that he feels like he needs to do at North Carolina. I believe he knows the world realizes this isn't the true Bill. If he had his true druthers, he wouldn't do it this way. But this is Bill being a first-time college coach in the year 2025 in an NIL era, and he has to do what he has to do.
Do you think him and Jordan are at night going, oh, look, they're making fun of us, these guys? Or do you think are they like, you know what, this isn't right? Or do you think I don't know.
And set it on the cake, Teddy. We don't give a crap.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I bet Bill kind of does, though. But he has bigger fish to fry because he's dealing with being called a predator on the UNC website.
See, that's where I feel like Bill cares about everything what people think of him, though. Like, I just think – so you say they don't care. I think they act outwardly they don't care. But I think Bill's obsessed about – that's what makes Bill – he gives you this impression he doesn't care, but inside he remembers and hears all of it.
Well, and it's also interesting that the two guys he's had visit, unless I've missed something else, are Rob Ninkovich and David Andrews. No disrespect to them.
Yeah.
Aren't exactly, you know, marquee superstar players. Like, you have Gronk and Edelman now saying they want to come down there. Are they going to go down there?
Yeah, I love the fact that they said, I want to see
Edelman
the
will,
scenes.
Yeah, 100%.
But see, you want to see behind the scenes. If you see behind the scenes, Bill, you're going to go, oh, what did he say about me?
Oh, yeah.
How did he talk about me? If he's talking about like this about these college kids, then how's he going to talk? How would he talk about me? I don't think Bill would ever let him in on that side of him.
Do we agree that between of the four guys, so two guys have visited, Rob Ninkovich and David Andrews.
Yep.
I personally don't believe they really resonate with 20-year-olds, 19-year-olds. I'm not even sure Edelman resonates at this point. Gronk, I think, would still resonate. Gronk is a
– For sure. For sure.
Frat boy star. So the guy Bill should have down there, if he wants to use old Patriots to connect with current players, it would be Gronk. And Gronk wants to go down there, so will it happen?
Real quick, Fitzy. I don't think Bill would ever invite Gronk. I don't. But you know why? Because I think if he called and asked for Gronk, and Gronk would say no, and he doesn't like being rejected. So go ahead.
This is madness. The two of you guys, holy smokes. Do you guys need me to get you some Centrum Silver while we're at it? Good Lord. This sounds like this is coming from Lambo. It's coming from Boomertown. Of course he would want to have Gronk down there. I was going to ask, Andy, ask your son, like, which former Patriot, which player would have the most cachet and get him the most fired up to want to go to UNC or that he would want to most have visit him on campus one day? Who would it be?
It's Gronk. It's easily Gronk.
Tom Brady.
Oh.
What are you guys wrong with you guys?
No, oh, I didn't Gronk. Know Tom was in the... I didn't
no,
know Tom
Gronk.
The
Tom
game.
Is not available unless you have $1 million in a card vault and a European watch collection.
Bill can't afford Tom Brady. Why? It'd be Gronk. Of the people that are available, it's Gronk, but it's not even close.
I think it is kind of interesting of who's gone down there and spoken and who hasn't.
Right. But we'll see. It's early. It's still early. So others could go, okay, before we get out of here today, Ted, the floor is yours.
No, I don't know.
You have certain things you want to bring to the attention of the listeners after traveling over the last couple days.
No, you know what? I want to say a nice thing. I want to say a nice thing. Hey, guys, this is true. So
you got to start with a compliment before you
start with
guys.
Love. Sure. That's what my therapist says.
You guys are on to me. We're in this tuna, sardine can of a plane, right?
Yep.
It's just two rows on each side. And so Andy and I, it was great. We both have aisle seats from across from each other, right? But next to me in my window was this nice older lady who was detached from her son who was sitting next to Andy in the other window, right? And she leans over across to say something to her son, and we realized that they were together but not sitting next to each other. And Andy says, "Man, would you like to sit next to your son?" And she goes, "Would that be okay?" And Andy gives up his aisle seat for the window seat next to the biggest guy on the plane.
Wow!
By the way,
not all heroes wear capes, Andy. Wow!
How about that? So I just thought that was the sweetest. Honestly, people don't do that, man. And I thought
they should.
Mad respect. Having said that, you should see Andy when he sleeps on the plane. It's awesome, man. He is just like I got some video, maybe, I don't know. The twitching
pro
that
move,
he does.
Andy. Pro move.
Was I twitching?
Oh, it was fantastic. It was really fantastic. And so that's just one observation. But what else?
Well, you said I was like anal or something.
What do you mean? Oh no, just that we have gone over the itinerary over the next few days. A time or two or 20,000 times.
I believe coaches say prior planning prevents piss poor performance.
It's true. If we're at Buffalo Wild Wings tomorrow, then we can park here, and then but the parking's closed there. So, but what if we walk? It's 0.4 miles. You know, so
dad.
We have.
Somebody's got to be around.
Gone
here.
Over the itinerary 1,000 times, which is just a good little
observation. Well, we're in a situation where we're getting eyeballed by everybody trying to kick us off a live radio show.
And I'll say this, and this is a compliment in the highest form. Andy eats whatever he wants, guys. It's a bacon cheeseburger loaded for lunch. And a big steak with all the trimmings on the potato at night.
And then it all Miller disappears Lights. Thanks to Awaken 180 weight loss.
It's amazing.
When Pulse you change your money. Metabolism with Awaken 180.
And a little bit of a flex, but I liked it. I'm getting off the elevator this morning to eat breakfast. And he's already sent out an email. And he's coming in from a workout from the gym. I'm like, bro, that's a flex. He's sweating. He goes, let me take a shower, Ted. I'll meet you for breakfast. So a lot of just some of the observations. I don't want to get into all of it, but just a few little kind of glimpses into the psychology of one Andy Hart.
Well,
Ted,
you have to be
careful. Andy admitted this not too long ago, right here on this show, that when he's traveling,
I get traveling diarrhea when I travel.
Oh, that's really nice to know. Baby. I'm glad you told us that.
So watch out.
Well, to be fair, that's usually outside of the country.
I don't know how it hasn't been there today. I'm like. I've been to the bathroom 20 times today, and Andy has yet to go, I think.
That's usually outside the country that becomes an issue. Mexico, okay, the nice. Caribbean, Puerto Rico, Dominican, those areas of my recent vacations. Yeah. Thankfully, Green Bay, Appleton, I haven't experienced any of those issues yet, and we are looking forward to another good dinner, hopefully tonight. If you plan your situation, because I know you got to get a workout in, and you want to eat twice, sandwiched around your workout, and you're hangry, and you're hungry.
There is one thing I have to do before we leave Appleton. One thing. It's one thing. One place I got to visit.
Eat.
And I think I told you. Has any of you guys ever heard of the sporting goods store called Scheels?
No.
Yes, I actually have.
I go to a place out there called Fleet Farm, but that's like a hunting and sporting goods store that all good Wisconsinites love.
Does Dick's Sporting Goods advertise on our station?
I don't know, but they might in the future.
Let me just tell you, Scheels Sporting Goods. They have them only a little bit here in the Midwest. Is the absolute best sporting goods store you will ever find. And,
free publicity.
And so I'm going there.
What are you going to buy?
If you go with me, you will go, oh, my gosh, Ted, you're right. You will see things sold there that you would never in a million years being sold at any other.
But you're not actually going to buy anything. You're just going
to
buy
all. I spend thousands.
We got to fly back, right?
I'll have to ship it, I think. So anyway.
This is
a couple observations from
like what?
The road
what,
here in Greece.
What type yeah, what of exactly like what's an example of something that I wouldn't believe that they sell in this store?
You know what? I like there's certain brands I like.
Athleisure.
Have you ever heard of a Johnny O's?
Tiffany's,
Johnny O's.
Novato.
Have you ever heard of that brand? Johnny
No.
O's?
No.
Okay.
Johnny O's a great men's clothing line, yeah.
Okay. You would never see it unless you go online to Johnny O's or, like an Amazon or a Zappos or a Scheels Sporting. Like, it is a place that you can get stuff that you would buy only online because it doesn't offer you at any retail stores where you live. It will be in this store if you go with me tomorrow.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to say.
And we do have a little time tomorrow because, a reminder, we will be on from approximately 4 to 8, maybe 4:15, depending on how the Red Sox game goes. But it could go quick because Garrett Crochet on the mound, those usually go quick. Yep. He has had his A game. And we will be back here. We'll actually be at Buffalo Wild Wings just outside of Lambeau Field tomorrow. 4 to 8, leading into the 2025 NFL draft. We still have plenty to talk about, the trade scenarios. Yeah. You know what I really
like? Nice game.
Tonight, well, you got Celtics tonight, obviously. You got Red Sox tonight, tomorrow. But more importantly, we're here at the draft. We're talking draft. And I look forward to, we got a bunch of them today. Tweets, comments, little notebooks. There's going to be more information. Mm-hmm. Your boy Baldy had a premonition or a report. There'll be more of those. We'll probably get some from the local media as Mike Reese, Mike Giardi, Greg Bedard, they kind of beat the bushes for those final nuggets. We'll see. Are the Patriots going to make a trade? Are they going to stand put? Could they trade back in? That's the other option we didn't delve much into today is stick Fitzy and pick at four, but then trade back in later in the round. Do you want a wide receiver? Did you take a best available at four, and now you need a tackle, Josh Simmons or somebody?
Fitzy, we'll even talk second round maybe tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Let's not get crazy.
Second round, that's what I'm talking about. Last year, Ted, I was also not too jazzed for the first round because I knew they were taking Drake May. I wasn't as hype on him as I was by the end of the season, but I was so fired up for rounds two through four because I knew there were playmakers available that could have made an immediate impact on the trash fire team of last year and in the future, and instead they got Jalen Polk and Javon.
It's a fair point.
Maybe we'll also get into the audio from the Chargers when the trade went down with the Patriots for Ladd McConkey.
Please,
Fitzy won't be here, so we won't be putting him through the pain and suffering. That's going to do it for WEEI Afternoons live from the NFL Draft, Green Bay, Wisconsin, Lambeau Field. We'll be back tomorrow, 4 to 8 p.m., leading into the 2025 NFL Draft. The number 4 overall selection should be a fun night for Ted Johnson, Andy Hart.
They're sweeping around us. I think they want us out of here,
Oh,
bro.
Yeah, they do want us.
They're mad we're here.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. WEEI Afternoons at the NFL Draft.
Better performance in a bedroom? Who doesn't, right?
Damn, this is a good sausage.
In the seventh round, they go local.
We are doing them all.
Yep, no, just real fast. Drew Kendall, offensive line. Hey, Stiz, shut up.